This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. As you have heard, Bernie Sanders is celebrating an upset win in the Michigan Democratic primary. Pollsters had predicted a Hillary Clinton victory. Donald Trump won on the Republican side. Michigan has had devastating manufacturing job losses over the years, and both winners last night played up their opposition to trade deals. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports on how that's becoming a bigger campaign issue.
Nearly 60% of voters in Michigan link free trade with the departure of jobs to low-wage countries.
The auto workers, many of them did lose their jobs, in part because some production moved to Mexico.
That's Gary Huffbauer of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He argues the North American Free Trade Agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico actually provided a net economic benefit to the U.S. He says it gets blamed too much for Michigan's troubles by people like Trump and Sanders, who, he jokes, could practically team up on a ticket with their shared view that free trade has killed Rust Belt jobs.
It could be either Sanders, Trump, or Trump, Sanders, if the only issue was trade.
Political scientist Stephen Smith of Washington University says the majority of voters in both parties probably don't buy into Trump and Sanders' populist messages on trade.
But a substantial plurality does. And in a multi-candidate race, as on the Republican side, this really can make a difference.
And on the Democratic side, he says, Sanders' views on trade differentiate him from the political elite. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.